Washington Public Health School in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and I'd like to share with you very, very quickly 6 lessons in 6 minutes to give you a taste of what is happening in my classroom. Actually, it's happening this week. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to pretend for about 6 minutes that you are a middle school student, but do not misbehave, please. Okay, students, today something was left on my desk, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I think somebody has been killed, and there's a message in here. And I'm going to play this, and your task is to figure out who was the killer. And as we go through that lesson on that day, we do a lot of different modalities, and the children learn through manipulatives and balloons and different things how the respiratory system works. Yesterday, we took a look at, this is called cotton ball captives, where you have a normal lung, and here are normal cotton balls, and this is after smoking one cigarette, the tar residue that's left behind. And you can just imagine as an 11, 12-year-old going, ew, gosh, this is really gross. And then we talk about the jar of tar. So in the curriculum, there's a lot of different things that the teachers can make and then they can use. And this would be the amount of tar that a person would put in their lungs if they smoked about 10 to 20 cigarettes per day. And this one's really gross. This is the stuff, the phlegm, that a person with chronic bronchitis might cough up if they happen to have chronic bronchitis and or emphysema due to smoking. And they really, Mrs. Hackman yesterday, is that really from somebody that coughs stuff up? And I go, yes. And they go, you're kidding. I go, yes. And then they actually experience, it's an experiential curriculum where they breathe through a straw for approximately 15 minutes as best as they can to see what it's like to have emphysema and to have those things lost in your life that you normally would do. So the 6 lessons, the first lesson talks about the respiratory system, and we do an anticipatory set with who's the killer using the electronic device, which catches their attention right away. And there are multiple other activities that the students really enjoy that are embedded within the curriculum as well that the teacher can use to enhance the lessons that she or he is teaching. Yesterday, actually, we were doing this activity, which is called Tobacco Mission. And again, each one of the little base groups, I have about 30 students in my classes, they have a device. And I said, okay, in this device, if you remember, dun, 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 dun. Okay, so we've got the music going, and I said, you are on a mission. So they click the button, and in their groups, the mission is in this device. And the first thing, actually, they had a competition to see who would bring their poster to Washington, D.C. So this was actually hot off the classroom yesterday. And what happens is they identify in blue the risk factors that they know based on their previous education and or experiences in life. And this group happened to have 14 risk factors that they knew, and these were 14-year-olds, related to tobacco. Then the next piece is they are given packets, and in these packets are a bunch of statistics and worksheets related to tobacco, and then they share with each other what they learned, and they add in red risk factors that they didn't know before. And the winning group yesterday identified 102 different risk factors related to tobacco use that they learned from the packet. So it's a lot of collaborative education and cooperative learning. And here's just a snippet of the kids. They're so intense. Once they get that mission going and they listen to the device, they are so into this project and they are so excited about teaching each other and learning about the risks. Matter of fact, yesterday I had about 7 students come up and say, Mrs. Tackman, can I please take some of this home to my mom or my dad because they smoke? Wonderful, how to take that out of the classroom into reality. Then on the third day, we take a look at tobacco in the media. You know, are you smart enough to see beyond the smoke screen? And we take a look at the messages that are there embedded in a variety of different advertisements. Students will see approximately 300 to 5,000 ads per day. And the bottom line is with this lesson, it's very important to know that teens would be less likely to smoke if they knew how to view tobacco ads and could identify the messages that are seen and hidden. And so lesson 3 prepares the student to we use an analogy of a fish hook, you know, not to hook yourself in, to look for the hook, not for the attractiveness. Very, very, very powerful lesson. Our vision at RealityWorks is to use technology, help kids authentically understand and experience what it is like to have peer pressure, what it's like to the risks involved with using tobacco. And I love this little cartoon. It's Mr. Osborne, may I be excused? My brain is full. And that's how I was taught, is content. And that's not what needs to happen, in my opinion, as a teacher in the 21st century. In the 21st century, effective methods are, if you look at the very bottom, students will tend to remember what we do and say, simulating or doing the real thing, and that's the process of learning, instead of just reading and hearing and seeing, which is important, but I want them to actually be experiencing what's going on, because that makes the most important impact. If someone were to have a heart attack right now, would you want someone to do CPR on you that read the book? Probably not. How about somebody that saved a life and has experience out there in the real world? Absolutely. Uh-oh, we're stuck. There we go. She said we're stuck. Okay. And the other thing, if you've done any research with Patricia Wolf and other practitioners, if you look at effective methodology, no matter how creative, colorful, or exciting a lesson is, if the teacher's brain is the only one interacting with the material, the teacher's brain, not the student's brain, is the one forming dendrites. And our Why Start curriculum definitely does that, engages the students every single day. And very quickly, if you take a look at what makes effective methodology, you have the national standards, you have a curriculum that's skill-based, brain-based, has cooperative learning, differentiated instruction. I have 30 to 32 kids in every single class. I've got a girl on one hand that's playing with Barbie dolls sitting next to a girl that maybe has had an abortion or a child at home. So we have a lot of different children, and this curriculum will help all those children, wherever they are, take them to a better place academically. We use multiple intelligences, a lot of critical thinking, the pyramid of learning that I just shared, which is experiential, and it's student-based versus teacher-driven. The students are the ones that are learning and that are active in their dendrites. And it's fun. You know, I think one of the most positive things is when the kids aren't looking at the bell all hour long and they're so engaged in activity. And by golly, I had 150 students yesterday that were going to get their poster here today. And they were working really hard. But the kickback was they learned a lot from each other. Pretty cool. When we take a look at lesson four, then we're looking at different life skills. Life skills relate to I messages and how to do resistance training and refusal skills and communication. And not only those types of skills for the program, but life skills in life. And we do an activity called the Red Balloon, which helps kids understand addiction. And if you've done any research on addiction, especially with nicotine in teenagers, it scares the bejeebers out of me. Where in the University of Massachusetts just came out with a study this summer that says with some kids, their first onset of smoking tobacco takes two puffs, and 10% of them are addicted. And I was there at 14, got that two puffs, was addicted, and was up to two packs a day by the time I was 24. And so knowing that life experience for myself, we embedded in the curriculum what addiction is. And there's a lot of research out there, and a lot of it is here in this curriculum to help kids understand how that interrupts life. And the coolest thing, I think, is when the students have identified their Why Start phrases and they have identified the different skills that they're going to need to be tobacco-free, when they're all done with their simulation, their 2 or 3 day simulation, they take the cigarettes that they use and they throw it away. And what they have left on the inside that they don't know is the contract to be tobacco-free. So they take a look at what they did experientially, they identify why it is that I don't want this interruption in my life, and then they have a contract for life. Bottom line, if what a student learns in the classroom today is not relevant and immediately usable outside the classroom, then why are we teaching it? And I've worked with Why Start. I'm a classroom teacher, probably taught 20,000 students, and I'm so excited about how this makes a difference in the lives of kids, not only with tobacco, but gives them life skills so they can go and make healthy, safe, and legal decisions. Thank you.
Understand the interaction.
at it. Deb just took you through the curriculum, and I invite you to come by our booth, take a look at it. It really is groundbreaking in terms of what's been put together and how it's been assembled. More importantly, though, we tied it to 21st century technology in order to make sure that the kids don't even start to smoke. What we have now is very strong attitudinal work that's showing the research that they understand it after the simulation, and we're using behavioral research now and an efficacy study in order to see what happens as they go through their high school years. The psychology of Y-STAR is really threefold. It's going after the cognitive side. You saw Deb take you through what the curriculum is like. She talked a little bit about content. The way we teach today, what we're finding, is you take some content, you take that content and you really explode it in application. Then you take it in a synthesis. The synthesis is 3, 4, 5 years from now. Whenever you're encountered with something that could be addictive or controlling you, how do I say no? How do I practice that refusal skill? Which brings us to the behavioral side, stimulus response. So there's a practice and a simulation over 2 or 3 days that the student takes home the device. And we'll actually take you through that in a couple minutes because I know he's going to hit me soon with that warning here. And then there's the social side. I had this pack in my office and the dean came by and he wanted to know why I was smoking. That wasn't the idea behind it. The idea is for people to really understand that there is, if you ask anyone, they're going to tell you smoking is not good for them, yet they still do it. It's the social pressure. It's the media that Deb talked about. It's all the things that the students are encountering with day in and day out that just keep hitting them and bombarding them. We want the refusal skills to be something that's just part of their automatic kinesthetic awareness that just happens as soon as they're offered a cigarette. When we take a look at that, here's the technology. Right at the instructor's computer, there's the ability, and if you'll take a look at our screen here, what happens is, remember she talked about who was the killer when she had the hat on. She talked about the tobacco mission where they drew the body and put on all the parts that are impacted. Then there's the simulation. Right at her desk, every device, and when you come by our booth, and I invite you later to do that, you'll see a docking station that's just like, you know, you would dock your MP3 player in, only depending upon what size, it's 12 or 36. Here's one up here. What happens is that computer, this little MP3 player type device, actually can be programmed by the instructor for a 20, 40, or 60-day event. That's 1, 2, or 3 pack addiction. And we like to think of it as, this isn't a pack of cigarettes, it's a pack of addictive friends that you have to take home with you for the weekend that will control your life during that period. So as they go through it, again, it's all programmed from the teacher's desk. Here's the device. I'm going to play one of them for you. But actually, I'm hoping that the room is good enough. Here's the actual device. This is what they see during the first class, so they don't really know what it's about yet. No, it's not going to work here. Sorry about that. All right, let's do it from here. Thank you. happens in this is that the instructor sends up or puts the class into groups, as Deb mentioned, and they actually come up and they grab one of these, not knowing what it does yet, and then they're told to hit it and it starts to play. The rest of the The rest is takes us into at the end, which the students go through the simulation. There's a report that's produced specifically by the instructor as the device goes back in the docking station. So each instructor gets a full report on what happened that goes home to the parent to see what occurred. How many times did they not do the event? Now let's take a look at what the event is and how it actually works. All right. What happens is, and I can't come out from behind here, but there's a, this is an RFID chip, so it's identified specifically to the student. The student puts this on. They stay with it. So now they're the ones that are connected. Because as the simulation starts to play, what they do is on the fourth and fifth day of the teacher's actual instruction, they program this device, as Deb mentioned, for what's important to them, why they don't want to smoke. Maybe it's because they really like athletics. Maybe they like sports. Maybe they don't want to die from cancer. Maybe they know tobacco is not good for them and will slow them down. Whatever is important to them gets put on the back of this card, the cardboard sleeve saying, I don't want to smoke, and here are my reasons why. Then when they start the simulation, they take this home. It's been programmed for them. And all of a sudden, they'll hear something like this. Thank you.